By 10 in the morning, Chef Bijan had been standing in a cloud of steam, saffron, and pepper for 3 hours. Wielding a wooden stirring device the size of a garden hoe, he tended a 12-foot pot full of unbelievable quantities of yellow rice, chicken, crab, and spices.
Probably like about almost 2,000-3,000 pounds of stuff.
The chef had help for the day. Eric Grant, a student and cook at Tallahassee Community College, was getting his first experience with paella.
I mean, cooking on the stove at TCC, but like seeing a big old pot like this is just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just overwhelming.
There's nothing really Miami about paella, which originated in Spain, but its mixture of foods, each distinct but a dish mate to all the others, seems to suggest the South Florida melting pot. The free lunch for all was the beginning of Miami-Dade days at the Capitol. 2 days of meetings and parties where local movers and shakers meet statewide movers and shakers to press for their issues. And they are big issues, said Miami-Dade Senator Oscar Brainin, serving a paella in a white apron over his sharp tan suit. Education, health care, preserving Jackson Memorial Hospital, it's all about funding.
And a lot of it is making sure that we get our money back that we send up. We're a donor community, so we want to make sure that we get resources back.
And at Wendy's, many things go in Tallahassee. Lawmakers and lobbyists happy to eat the paella and just as happy to return to hardball politics right after lunch.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.